October 11, 2005. On the way to JFK, Miami, then Kingston.
Message delivered at 6:05 a.m. Thursday, October 13th.
Hi, Charlie, it's me. Could you please call me when you get there? Thanks.
To replay, message saved.
I have an alternate reality, making a dream come true.
Norman, where were you born?
Kingston, Jamaica.
When?
25th February 1946.
So that makes you what?
59.
I'm 66.
Okay.
You're a young man.
Relatively.
And you grew up here in Kingston?
Yes. Grew up, went to school here, and went to high school here.
Play sports?
Yes.
What'd you play?
I ran track, and I played football, which you know to be soccer.
So we're batting around this idea of Africa United, the possibility of inviting a Beijing football team, amateur team, made up of young African men who've gone to Beijing to see if they can find a livelihood, who find a social group playing football. And the thought is, let's invite them to Jamaica, play a tour around with amateur teams here, and use it as a vehicle for connecting Jamaica to China. How does it strike you?
Unique idea. It has a lot going for it. Africans in China linking Jamaica to China through soccer. Excellent idea.
Excellent.
A lot of possibilities.
Excellent idea.
And I think it might even have currency outside of Jamaica and China. It would be a good story for the whole world.
But even if it just had currency in Jamaica,
it would be a lot
China,
of, it would be a lot
would
of currency. Fantastic. The biggest of the big and the smallest of the small.
And would there be a Jamaican team that would be willing to go and make a tour around China?
I'm sure you could find several Jamaican teams. I think the national team would maybe take it up.
Oh, wow. That's the high-level thing, then.
I think it would be a great opportunity for Jamaica to, you know, show themselves in China.
And maybe elsewhere in the Caribbean.
Excellent idea.
And Africa, too.
Well, certainly, that would be a natural.
On the way to China, stop off in Africa.
Certainly.
And on the way back.
Very good idea. I think it would start something, maybe a lot of other similar unique situations would start because of this. Great idea.
Tell me what your role is with growth facilitators.
I'm really just their neighbor. Actually, growth facilitators used to visit me in my office, which is right next door. And I've known Margaret for many years, and we have collaborated on a few things. But she liked the complex so much that she insisted she'd have to come and find an office here. So she found an office. So my role is to come over every now and then, have cake and coffee, speak about world affairs, local affairs, and that's basically my role. They claim I'm the chairman, but that's just I'll call it a friendly term.
You're the chairman of their advisory board.
So they say, when it suits them.
So tell me what you do.
I do a few things. I have a group of companies, and I have a management company that manages these companies. So that is what is on the same complex here. But I have a company, a food processing company out in St. Thomas. I have a development company. I have a small construction company. And my daughter and my son-in-law have an architecture firm, which also is on the same building with me here.
So how nice that you get to work with your daughter.
It's great. It's great. I actually have a business with my son in Florida, too. So I have a company in Florida, and he runs that.
Wow. How do you keep track of so many businesses?
I have very good staff, and I work hard.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.